Heading into the December holidays, American Jews probably haven't been this excited since that Adam Sandler song.
Put on your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah.
We've always known Hanukkah, or Chanukah, however you spell it, was something special. But this year, the first of those 8 crazy days is moving out of December into November, landing right on top of Thanksgiving and creating the holiday mashup of our dreams. It's Thanksgivica, and it's the greatest holiday ever.
Ever. I mean, you get 2 things that you love, Hanukkah and Thanksgiving, at the same time.
Emily Fleischaker is the appropriately excited food editor at BuzzFeed.
My feeling is that some Jewish mother somewhere in the country sounded the alarm and was like, oh man, this is happening at the same time. You're coming home, right? And then it just spread like wildfire online.
So to celebrate this lining up of the stars, she and her colleagues set out to cook up the perfect Thanksgivica menu. Knowing the Jewish calendar, even though it always moves holidays around, won't put Hanukkah on Thanksgiving for like another 800 lifetimes.
It depends which rabbinical student you ask how long, but somewhere between 50 and 70,000 years is the current favorite approximation.
Well, regardless, it's the best of the 2 best food holidays ever created, right?
You know, okay, so
I don't want to insult Christmas.
No,
but
you know what you're insulting is actually Passover. Because Passover is such a good Jewish food holiday. But the thing about Thanksgiving is it's such a great food holiday, but after a while, it's nice to kind of change it up a little bit.
And they started with the Thanksgivica turkey.
What was so special about turkey? To me, it was just a bigger chicken.
Incidentally, BuzzFeed calls Thanksgivica the greatest thing to happen to American Jews since Larry David ranted about turkey.
Why don't you try the dark meat? Try it! Try the dark meat!
To make the turkey more Jewish, Emily says brine it in bar mitzvah wine.
We're all a big fan of brining turkeys. We're all a big fan of manischewitz because it's a silly, silly wine.
And in this case, all that sugar in manischewitz actually tastes really good.
Now, it's kind of terrifying when you pull the turkey out of the brine and it's bright purple. terrifying and genius.
And that's just where it begins.
Gosh, challah is so good for everything.
For stuffing, Emily says, use challah, the world's most delicious bread.
It's so eggy, it like soaks up that butter.
For potatoes, stick with the traditional Hanukkah pancakes, latkes, but put a little Thanksgiving on top.
What we did was we made a cranberry applesauce.
And for the big finale, if you ask the question, how do you make pumpkin pie Jewish? That seems like a great question.
That's silly. Well, what we ended up doing was we made a rye flour shortbread crust with some ground up caraway seeds in it.
Yeah, stay with her.
I thought, ew, a rye crust with pumpkin, that sounds gross. First try. Bam. Perfect.
Really?
It was so good. And it wasn't like a joke. It tasted like an incredible flavor pairing.
It's going to be that kind of day. From the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade featuring a giant inflatable dreidel this year, to kids sitting at tables wearing yarmulkes adorned with belt buckles.
So they look like pilgrim hats?
For this, and for Brussels sprouts with pastrami, and for pecan pie rugelach, we should all be thankful.
It's just like there's no end to the fun you can have with Thanksgivica.
Emily and her team posted their Thanksgivica recipes at BuzzFeed, where you also can learn
T-H-A-N-K-S.
How to spell it.
G-I-V-U-K-K-A-H. Did I do it?
Scott Goldberg, ABC News.